Morning.
Morning.
My name is Pat Trimble, and Pastor Rich asked that I share what God has been doing in our family, and so that I can stay on point and within the allotted time frame, I'm going to read from my phone, so forgive me for that. Matthew 6:34 says, "Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow. For tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." Our family has been attending Grace for a little over 5 years, and now it is time to say goodbye. After blessed years here, we are moving to upstate New York to the beautiful Adirondack Mountains. We are grateful for the Lord's direction. He has taken what was a surprising inclination of my husband about a year ago and brought it near fruition. This season in our lives has required much prayer and seeking of the Lord's will. God has knit many details together along the way that have confirmed our steps. Now the packing is almost finished and plans are coming together. Do you see this little slip of paper? It has been on our fridge for the last several months and was written by my husband. It reads, "If it's the good Lord's best for us, He will work it out." Our desire has been for God's desire in all of this, and He has been clearly directing. However, although God has blessed and clarified numerous details of this relocation for our family, there is one area about which God has remained mute. As of today, 3 days before we leave the driveway for the highway, we still don't know where we will live. Of course, we've sought to nail down housing for some time. We prayed, scoured Zillow for possibilities, connected with a real estate agent, got pre-qualified for a mortgage, visited several houses, made offers, all to no avail. What? A family of eight is moving without a housing plan? Has God dropped one of the pieces of our moving puzzle? No. The Lord is requiring that we trust His calling, that we trust His provision, and that we trust His timing. This is challenging for me because I love to plan out all the nitty-gritty details on the calendar ahead of time. And it has been challenging for my husband, who is very analytical and always strategically figures things out for us. However, we want to be found faithful. And so, as we have tried by God's grace throughout the last year, we believe if it's the good Lord's best for us, He'll work it out. Jesus said in the passage concerning anxiety in Matthew 6, "That is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food and drink or enough clothes to wear. Isn't life more than food and your body more than clothing? Look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them. And aren't you far more valuable to Him than they are? Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? And why worry about your clothing? Look at the lilies of the field and how they grow. They don't work or make their clothing, yet Solomon, in all his glory, was not dressed as beautifully as they are. And if God cares so wonderfully for wildflowers that are here today and thrown into the fire tomorrow, He will certainly care for you. Why do you have so little faith? So don't worry about these things, saying, 'What will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear?' These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers. But your Heavenly Father already knows all your needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and He will give you everything you need. So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today." So As the Trimbles say goodbye, please know that it has been an honor to know and love you and to serve the Lord together with you these 5 years. Thank you to all who have blessed our family in so many beautiful and tangible ways. We appreciate you. And let me encourage you, if you have direction from the Lord, but you can't see how it's going to go or how it will come together, the end of Ephesians 3 says, "Now, to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen."